better than beer?
Can it be?
I love that.
I love craft beer.
Beer. Sparkling. Golden. Pure. A beverage as old as history.
I am passionate about craft beer.
Craft brewing is innovation.
Independence. Curiosity.
Collaboration. Character. And fix.
It's the craft beer devil.
Beer snob like a motherfucker.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Beer Snob podcast. I am your host, Janice, and I have my trusty sidekick, partner in crime, Wayne, by my side.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, God, could you sound less enthusiastic?
I'm a prisoner to my own concept. I'm no longer in charge anymore.
Well, this is episode 7, and due to all your feedback and comments from the last podcast, we've decided to stick with me as host and running the order of things. How does that make you feel, Wayne?
Ecstatic. Makes me feel good.
So today's show is actually all about 8 Degrees and their new beer Enigma. We're going to be doing a tasting and a review of it. And then we have a couple of questions that came in as well via your DMs and emails and stuff. And then just a couple of bits of news items.
Excellent. So when are we going to start tasting the beer?
I think we should just pop it open now. What's the point in waiting, eh?
Okay. So you're going to let me describe the beer,
and
am I just to sit here saying nothing?
No, you can describe. You can describe away. We okay. All know you're better at that than I am.
Okay. So what we have, what we're doing a tasting of tonight, we've had this last week at the St. Patrick's Beer Festival in the RDS. This is 8 Degrees new pale ale called Enigma. It is a single malt, single hop pale ale, made by those lovable Southern Hemisphere rogues from 8 Degrees, Cam and Scott. This is a single hop, so they're using Enigma hops. You ever heard of Enigma hops, love?
Not until I've heard of this drink, to be honest.
Well, from what I know, 8 Degrees are the second brewery in Europe to use the Enigma hop. It's a new Australian hop, which is a descendant of a traditional German Tettnanger hop, I think. But basically, we had a can of sup of this at the RDS Festival recently, so I said, look, it'd be good to do a show where we're doing a live tasting of a beer for the first time and kind of cover off on a few different bits and bobs. So, as you can see from it being a pale ale, it pours a pale straw yellow colour. It's quite lightly carved with a nice, really bright white head.
And it actually hasn't disappeared, the essence pour.
No.
It actually held it very well.
Well, I expect it to dissipate over time now. We're using our new IPA glasses that we got off Amazon.
Holy mackerel, 6%.
Yeah, 6%. It's not a weak one, and the lads in 8 Degrees aren't really known for making weak ales. Apart from maybe the Pilsner and things might be a little bit lower in ABV, but while they might be low in alcohol, they're not low in flavour. Now stick your nose in there and see what you smell.
I do like the smell of it.
It's got a great label. If any of those sci-fi nerds from the 90s, it's very reminiscent of the Matrix. Yeah, like the characters are a very similar font. Looks actually very good. Great name for a hop. It's also the name of my dad's band, which is quite a coincidence, but I don't know if he'd like this beer. Have you had a sip of it there? What do you think?
I think I actually really like it. I think it's nice and hoppy. There's a nice bitterness to it.
Yeah, it's quite bitter. I'm just trying to just get the fruit flavour. There's a real fruity flavour in there that I'm just trying to put my finger on. Like, they have described it on the tasting notes as rock melon or red currant. I'm kind of getting real kind of orangey rind in there as well, you know, kind of that spiciness
and
there.
It's lovely and refreshing as well.
This will be very good barbecue weather, which we never get, or we get for 1 week of the year in the summer in these sunny climes. It's very, very smooth, as you'd expect with 8 Degrees. I'm really enjoying this now, I must say. So what do you think yourself?
I enjoy it. There's a nice kind of dryness to it.
Yeah, that could be from the yeast. They probably use a standard ale yeast in this, or even probably their own blend now at this stage. But it's very much, it's quite bitter for a pale ale. It's a little bit more bitter than I'd probably be used to if I was looking at a pale ale, but it's definitely very tasty. It does have that dry crispiness there, and the IBUs are 54, so it's quite bitter for a pale. Like, usually a pale ale might be a little bit around maybe 40 IBUs.
Ooh.
So it is a little bit stronger in that respect.
I quite like it though.
It's very nice. Scott and Cam, good job again. This is a limited edition beer again. In a season of limited edition beers that have been coming along. So in the context of that, what kind of questions have we been getting
we
in?
We did have a question from James Richardson, and he wants to know, how do you feel about the recent trend in Irish craft beer to do specials?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Oh, this is one you've been waiting to talk about for ages.
Yeah. It's not it is a pale ale, but it's a pale ale with a hop that no one has ever used before. It's not a stout and it's not a red ale. It's something different. What I really love about 8 Degrees is they will try, and there's a number of other breweries doing it now, they will try making a one-off batch of beer. They'll see how it goes, and you know, if the feedback's good enough, it could be like Umbrella. Umbrella turned into a permanent seasonal beer on their rotation after it got such a great reception at the RDS in 2013, but also winning the awards. To answer James's question, I am truly excited with the number of one-offs. I think there's only so much car range you can take. There has to be something special to differentiate from the crowd, you know?
Yeah, especially if, you know, you don't want to constantly just drinking that from the core range. You have to have something that's going to inject a bit of excitement it back into some of the breweries as well.
Yeah, like, you know, we saw at the RDS festival, Black Donkey were there, Richard. His first beer was a farmhouse ale saison called Sheep Stealer, but he's brought what he's called a malt bomb called Bucket to the table. So it's the kind of total opposite of the really hop-heavy stuff we're beginning to, that we are seeing. But there's also the likes of Galway Bay have just brought out a hoppy sour. You know, like even White Hag had a sour ale there as well at the RDS last week. So I am very happy to see the specials. Well, there's always a need for a core range, I suppose. But I'm just truly excited because it gives me more beer to taste and to
I quite enjoy them as well, especially knowing that there's something that's a one-off. It's going to make you go out and seek that beer and try it and enjoy it as well.
Because Polar Vortex by 8 Degrees is another one where they really highlight Cascade. Like, Cascade is a classic hop, I suppose. But
we also actually enjoyed that over the weekend, didn't we?
We did indeed. But I think a lot of people, you know, like people talk about hipsters and liking things before they were cool. But like Cascade has kind of maybe fallen out of favor with some people kind of going, well, yeah, it's kind of the geriatric of the hop family because it's really what the likes of Sierra Nevada based their beers on back in the day. But the Polar Vortex is a prime example of a limited edition beer that really highlights the quality of the hops it used. But they've done it in a way that, you know, I think they've kegged most of the beer, so it's going to be available on draft around the country. And we've seen tweets earlier today of people looking for the Polar Vortex bottles, which are obviously very, very rare now at this stage.
So we were quite lucky then to get the two that we did.
Yeah, and Steve in the Beer O'Clock Show is equally lucky to get two sent over to him in his latest box.
I do hope you enjoy those ones, buddy.
I think I'm going to have to change my name to Beer Baron. Irish Beer Baron.
What would I be called then?
You could say it's Mrs. Beer Snob. But yeah, like, I just think it's some great beers coming out at the moment, and I'm really happy. Like James also sent us another question, which, you know, I'll kind of be diplomatic here and say, how long is a piece of string? It's not something really we can cover off in adequate time in this podcast. Just James did ask about what do we feel the maximum level of breweries and the capacity in Ireland for craft breweries. That's something that I think I'd like to do as a panel. So what we're hoping to do is to do a live Google Hangout on YouTube. We'll organise it and try to get some of the known beer writers around Ireland and maybe the UK as well involved, that we can kind of have a proper roundtable chat about it, because, you know, it would just be my opinion, and I think I'd like a bit of more of a forum on that kind of stuff. But we'll keep you posted on that.
And then also, actually, the great news that we've got from 8 Degrees, it's now in our local. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Smith's on the Square in Navan.
Yeah. For those of you that read the blog and don't just listen to the podcast, you would have noticed I did an article there a few weeks ago about our local boozer, Smith's on the Square in Navan. He has solidified his reputation for having the most diverse craft range of beer in Navan by a some distance.
He's an absolute gent, like Arthur. Yeah. He really does showcase some of the best craft beer out there. But the great thing about it is Smith, his whole attitude towards the craft beer, he's as enthusiastic about it as we are. Like, he loves when we show up for a few beers, and he's dying to show us what he has in that he's taken on that's new. It's just, we've always have a really pleasurable experience in there. We're always really welcomed.
Yeah, and Arthur's flying up in the game, but I think 8 Degrees being available now in the local pub is just, it's just fantastic for us, like Full Irish and Umbrella within earshot of on a night out. It's just great to see.
We may never need Dublin again.
Yeah, it's actually, well, I wouldn't go that far, but it's actually quite interesting to see how Arthur and Smith's on the Square has kind of flourished and really embraced Irish craft beer, where there are one or two other pubs that initially did embrace it, and now they've kind of paired it right back. And, you know, the style, the choices they've made have not necessarily been good. Like, we had a pretty disappointing experience there during the week where we had a craft beer versus Guinness's new Hop House Lager, and
yeah.
It almost made me sick to say that the Hop House 13 was actually better than the craft lager that was on display. So can only hope, for the sake of the brewer involved, that it was maybe just a bad batch that got out. These things happen. But at the same time, like, if you look back through my Twitter feed, you will see the photo of them left and right. It's like night and day. But, you know, like, it kind of solidified, in our opinion, our preference for, you know, the diversity of the beers available there with Arthur. But yeah, we'd encourage you all to join in the Show Your Local
campaign. How did you get involved in that one?
Yeah, well, Show Your Local started with Drinks Tube. For those of us who may or may not know, Jamie Oliver, the Naked Chef, has a production company in London, and they have a number of YouTube channels. They have Food Tube, Jamie Oliver's YouTube channel itself, and then there's obviously Drinks Tube. And Drinks Tube decided to do a campaign, a worldwide campaign. It's not just limited to the UK, to really get people to show off their local pub, what makes it such a good pub, what makes it so good to them. And we've seen some of the best beer writers in the UK and Ireland write about their favourite beers, and some have done YouTube videos, some have done podcasts. But I would encourage everyone to, if they're in the pub and they really like it, that they can put up a photo on Twitter or Instagram, use the hashtag #ShowUsYourLocal, and, you know, people will, you know, have a look and see. It's a great initiative. It's nothing to do with the Support Your Local, which is an initiative by the Vintners Federation in Ireland. It's more to do with, you know, people who are actually customers and consumers, to go out there to highlight to other customers and consumers the difference in terms of their pub and what makes it special to them.
Cool. Good, good, good. But also, another great thing about Smith is it's actually home to our homebrew meetings as well.
Yeah.
Our most recent one actually happened there at the beginning of March. And we actually got to taste the red ale that you guys did on the brew day, actually, in Brew Brewery.
Yeah, we actually have a few bottles of it there, and I think we still have some bottles of the stout to collect. So, like, Smith's on Square and Avenue is the home of the Royal County Brewers in Meath.
Yeah.
We meet once a month. We're actually meeting again next Tuesday. That will be the 31st of March. So by the time this podcast goes out, it will probably be the next day. But we're meeting to discuss our next brew day, which is going to be on the 11th of April. And Rye River Brewing in Kilcock are kind enough to allow us to use their pilot kit to brew a beer on, and we've got some pretty interesting ideas about what we want to do there.
Yeah, something exciting is going to happen at that one. Better cook up some brownies.
Yeah, you better cook up some brownies for Alan or he'll not be very happy.
So there will actually be more details up on either the blog or our Twitter or our Facebook page about the next brew day. So there are details to follow.
Yeah.
So Wayne, you have a little bit of news to tell people, to tell our folk.
Yeah.
About Vanguard.
Yeah. For those of us who know Vanguard or don't know Vanguard, they're a distribution company that only distribute Irish craft beer. The idea is they make it as simple as possible for the publican, so they're dealing with everything for the publican rather than the publican dealing with different accounts. It's just one account, and he has a range of very good Irish breweries. They are on linkedfinance.com, which is a crowdfunding platform looking to raise money for their expansion. They've done very well, and they're obviously looking to expand and increase their range and offering. So if you are a investory type and you would like to lend money to small businesses, you can check them out on linkedfinance.com. The notes will be in the link for that will be in the show notes. And you can lend as little as €50, and I think they're looking to raise 25,000, and there's about 10 days to go. So obviously wish James the very best in his endeavors there. He's a very driven individual, and Julie's great as well, and they will no doubt make a huge success of it.
Yeah, best of luck, guys. Up and coming festivals, actually, there is one in Belfast that we're very excited to go to. The ABV Beer Fest.
Yeah, we kind of came across this a bit by accident on Twitter. Was it last month?
Yeah.
It's been ages since I was last up in Belfast, but
I don't think I've ever been. I've never been.
We were
to
in
Belfast.
IKEA once up there. Remember, we went up to IKEA and took a wrong turn and ended up getting lost nearly.
Doesn't count.
But anyway, I don't think I've ever been up to Belfast to really look at the beer scene closer. Now it's actually been kind of coordinated by the guys from Boundary, the new brewery that's kind of founded on a co-op up there, was actually taking place in the Titanic offices down in the Titanic Quarter. So there's obviously a lot of historical buildings down that area. Now the ABV Beer Fest is only on Friday and Saturday, so it's not like only the fest we have down here that might go on for 4 or 5 days. This is like literally a 3 sessions festival, very similar to the Camera way of doing it, where you're paying for a session. So Friday evening, then there's 2 sessions on Saturday.
Oh, right. So it's not something that you can rock up to and spend the whole day there.
You can. You can buy a ticket for the 3 sessions. I know we've only bought tickets for the Saturday because we're hoping to go up on the train. So if anyone wants to come up on the train with us on the day and come back on the day, that's what we're probably going to do, because the next day we actually have, I suppose the real thing that excited me about ABV Fest, we have breweries like Beaver Town, Magic Rock, obviously new Northern Irish breweries as well. So a few of the Irish breweries going up. I think Rascals, Kinnegar, Galway Bay are going to be there as well. So it's all really good to see that there's some really good breweries going to be there. But, you know, Magic Rock and the prospect of Cannonball on draft has just lured me up just catnip to a cat, really.
What is happening the next day?
The next day, then, is Sheridan's. You might think Sheridan's,
yeah,
cheese,
mama.
Cheese, wine.
Yes.
What are they doing with beer? It's a well-known fact that there is usually 1 or 2, maybe 3 beer producers at Sheridan's. Last year, I think it was Brewery.
Brewery and 8 Degrees.
And 8 Degrees. And David Llewellyn had his cider there as well.
Yeah.
And was Dan Kelly's there as well?
I can't remember Dan Kelly.
But it's one of those days. It's a fixture in the calendar in the Beer Snob household, because if you get a really nice day for it, it's a great thing to walk around. So many people selling so many great Irish food products. You know, artisanal, small batch, like the cheese guys. There's people with jams and chutneys. There's people with spices mixes and everything. It's actually great to see. And it's a great day out for the family. It's free to go to, more importantly. You only have to pay for the car park. And even then, that's a donation that goes back to the local community.
I actually think that the Sheridan's Food Fair is one of my favourite festivals of the year. It's actually on in their Mead headquarters, which is in Virginia, just outside Virginia.
Yep, Colonel Ross.
Colonel Ross, yep. Who does not love beer and cheese? I think that's like, I just think that's like my ultimate heaven.
Yeah, beer and cheese is good. Beer and cheese is very good. But it's just, it as you say, it's a great festival. It's real laid back. If you get the good weather, it's even better. And there's always live music. There's plenty to do for the kids as well. So, like, you know, it's a great day out. I'd really highly recommend it.
And if it is raining, you can always duck in under one of the many tents that they do have there.
Yeah, there's loads of marquees usually available as well.
And they also run workshops, don't they? Don't they have workshops on? Or is that the one that is generally on later on in the year?
No, they have workshops on this year again. I think the focus this year is actually on raw milk. Because I suppose raw milk is unpasteurised milk.
Not sure if I'd be digging that now.
Well, you eat cheese that has unpasteurised milk, so what's the difference? Like, at the end of the day, it's... I don't know enough about it to talk about it, but...
True.
There is a focus on it in the artisan food community at the moment where it looks like the government are trying to introduce regulation into the raw milk scene in Ireland.
Let's
so
just leave that
we'll
there.
Wait and see. It's not like last year where, well, there may be... They do the brown bread bake-off and all those kind of things, and the kids break and bake off as well. But I think last year when we got to see the likes of Richard Corrigan up close kind of doing a cookery demo, which was really special to see.
We also got to see the Indian cooking saffron.
Green saffron. Yeah, it was really interesting. I don't know if they're doing that this year, but there'll always be stuff going on. To kind of look at and to keep you occupied, but it's always a great day. I kind of really think
that's
kind of it for today, I suppose. Enigma by 8 degrees.
Now that it's actually warmed up a little bit, I think it's nicer. Yeah. I'm a strange one. I don't like my beer very cold. I like my beer at room temperature. It's yummy.
8 degrees isn't just the name of the brewery, it's also their recommended serving temperature for their beer. They actually say it on the bottle.
You learn something new every day.
So it's one of those things where, again, as it warms up, the flavours develop a bit more. It's really, really tasty. Keep an eye out on your local independent off licences for Enigma. This is a very special beer made with a very rare hop that hasn't been used much in this side of the world at all.
I wish we had another bottle.
We've got 2 bottles of Polar Vortex.
Woohoo!
And I think on that note, we can really sign off. Just to say, we were, as you may know, we've been featuring on the Beer Clock Show Season 6 with Steve and Mark and the Irish Craft Beer, and we recently recorded episode 101 with them. But this is just to extend our congratulations again to them for reaching the 100 episodes, which is a great achievement. We're obviously miles behind in terms of that, but Steve and Mark, you're two great lads. It's great to be involved. Obviously, any of those people who don't listen to the Beer Clock Show, you should stick that into your ears and subscribe on iTunes and the various other ways of getting it if you don't have an Apple phone. It's a great podcast. It's bite-sized. You're talking 30, 40 minutes maximum, perfect for the commute to work. Well, maybe not 9 o'clock on a Monday morning. but, you know, congratulations. And those who like to kind of drink along when they're reviewing the beers, we do have the Beer Clock box available with drinkstore.ie, which, as we all know, is one of the best bottle shops in Ireland, not just in Dublin. And Ken and the team there are exceptionally helpful. And they are a great bunch of lads altogether. So if you want to throw them a bit of business, they do very reasonable in Ireland online delivery rates. And obviously, if you're in the UK, it's only €20. And I think that gets you up to 18 bottles shipped,
wow,
which is really, really good value for money. And particularly with the euro being so crap against sterling at the moment.
Yeah.
It makes it really expensive now for us to go over, which is a pity. So we might not see the UK for a while, apart from obviously the ABV Fest.
Yeah, maybe not.
But no, thanks very much for listening, guys. Obviously, short enough episode tonight. Get out there and get Enigma if you can.
And enjoy it.
And Polar Vortex, available in draft more than it is in bottles. If you see it on draft, fill your boots.
Ooh.
It's a cracker.
Wonder could I get a growler of that?
Haven't seen it in any of the growler places yet.
Yeah, but when whoever has it on draft, I might just bring my growler along.
Oh, that'd be just cheeky. Anyway, thanks for listening to our ramblings this evening. If you have any comments, feedback, thoughts or suggestions, or even things you want to cover in our next episode, we are hoping to put a bit more structure on it there now we've changed our hosting services and everything, so it should become a little bit more reliable or more frequent for us to be able to do it. If you have anything you want us to cover, drop us a message and we'll try to get around to it. Cheers, guys.
Long chat. You can also find us on www.irishbeersnob.com. We're on Facebook, Irish Beer Snob. We're on Twitter, at Irish Beer Snob and at Mrs. Beer Snob. And we're also on Instagram, at Irish Beer Snob.
The Irish Craft Beer subreddit is the easiest place to keep up to date with all the latest news and reviews from the Irish craft beer scene. Check it out at www.reddit.com/r/IrishCraftBeer.